V'lesel Reb Yosi l'havchin. Reb Yosi does know from the whole din of the Mishnah that we're saying you're not supposed to get married right away. You have to wait 3 months to see who the father is. Let's lay, I'll tell you true, that's the way it is, Taka. Reb Yosi does not know from this Zerim and Rabbonin. It's not so important, we don't have to know. She doesn't have to wait 3 months to know who the real father is. V'boyisem, another terrace is like this. V'boyisem, li'yoylam isle. No, really, Avada Reb Yosi also agrees. There's an issa havchona. That means after Nisha received a get or her husband died, she can't have bia with another man for the first 3 months. She has to wait 3 months to be able to tell if she's pregnant from the first husband or not. V'yayim is said like this. Reb Yosi says, kol arusois gerushois yinosu. If Nisha was only an arusa, that means she only had kedushin from her first husband. They did not live together. They had no nesuyin. So you know for sure she's not pregnant. And also she's a gerushos. She received a get, not that her husband died. Here's a lochi inosu. If you say, they're allowed to have nesuyin right away, because there's no shaylah of havchana. We know for sure she's not pregnant. Therefore, she's allowed to get married right away. That's what the Yosi meant to say. So therefore it's good that he says, Ma'ashein kein, if she's an amona, when she lost a husband, she can't make nisuyin. True, erisin is muta, but nisuyin, that for sure is also. So therefore there's no kasha in Reb Yosi. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Haina Reb Yehuda, then what's the difference between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi? Havad Reb Yehuda also agrees that nisuyin is also. Reb Yehuda also was Matanisha that only had a erison first kedushin that now she can get married right away. That if Reb Yosi is only saying that nesuyin is also terch shloshim, everybody agrees to that. Everybody knows. When you're in Avela, the first 30 days, you can't have a big simcha. Havadi can't make nisuyin. So if Reb Yosi is only saying that an isha, that's an Avela, that she lost a husband, she can't make nisuyin the first 30 days, so nobody could argue on that. Even Reb Yudah should agree. So what's the machlekas Reb Yudah and Reb Yosi then? So Gemara says, yes, there's a difference. I'll tell you, Ikra Benayu, there's a difference. Nisuya Liiris. That what about if by the first husband they had nesuyin, they lived together, and then the husband either died or husband God gave her a get. Now the question is, can they make kedushin right away, liyeris? That Reb Yehuda savar nesuya muteris liyeris, yes. Reb Yehuda holds, they can make kedushin right now. You still have the havchana that they're not going to live together, and we don't make the gzera kedushin not to nesuyin. Even though by the first husband they had nesuyin, it's a doubtful or question, maybe she's pregnant, good. So we'll tell you, you're allowed to remarry now, but make sure only Kedusha, not Nesuyin. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Yosi, so Reb Yosi says no. Nesuyo asur liyeris. But Reb Yosi is a machmer now. Reb Yosi holds that if by the first husband they had Nesuyin, it's doubtful, maybe she's pregnant, then she can't remarry at all. Even Kedusha is also the first 3 months. Reb Yosi only said if they only had kedushin by the first husband, so there was no question of her being pregnant, then she could even make nesuyin right away. But where the first husband was nesuyin, maybe Reb Yosi's machmir says even kedushin is also during the first 3 months. For the Gemara, is that true? This other Reb Yosi, does Reb Yosi really hold that nesuya asur liyeris, that an isha that had nesuyin first, and then either he died or he gave her a get, that even kedushin is also? Is that true? For Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yosi says, Kol ha-noshim yisarsu. Any isha is allowed to have kedusha now. Either her first husband died or she received the get. Chutz, where's the case where she can't make kedusha? Min almona, v'vnei ibul. Only because of an almona where her husband died, child the avelus, she can't remarry. But if not for the avelus, if she only received the get, she's allowed to make kedusha. Mash McClaw, that even though she had nesuyin first, in Yisar, so she's allowed to have kedushin. Vekama ibul shaloh, how long does she have to wait? Is she called an avela? Shleshim yom, she has to wait 30 days. Vechulam lo yinosu achiyo lo gimachadoshim. But all of them have to wait to have nesuyin. They can't remarry to live with the second man until they wait 3 months. Mishum al-Khorna. So Akoponim, it says clearly here that according to Reb Yosi, you are allowed to have kedushin. So Gemara says, Hai my kushio, what kind of kasher is this? Elaim, if you want to tell me the question is the Ketonic, what it says over here. That's Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha-noshim yisarsu, that all the noshim yisarsu can make kedushin. Mashma wate kedushin is mutter, for the Gemara mi aleimu mi masnisin. Is this Bryce any more of a kasha, stronger, than it says in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also says this Loshin, that Kol HaNoshim Yisarsum. To Yekimno, we changed around the Mishnah and said, the Mishnah is talking about the Arusas Gerushas Yinosu. That what the Mishnah means to say is like this, that a Venisha was only an Arusa first. She never had an Nesuyin, she didn't live with the first husband. And secondly, this the first husband gave her a get. She's not an Amona. In such a case, Rabbi Yossi says, there's no Shalom of Avchona. We know for sure she's not pregnant, she didn't live with the first husband. So therefore, she's allowed to remarry and have Nisuyin right away. That's what we said, Shah, in the Mishnah. In Sochinami, maybe change around the price, so that's what the price also means. The price means like this. Kol Arusa is Gerusha Shinosu. His Isha only had Erison first, no Nisuyin. And she received the get, his Yinosu, she's allowed to get married right away with Nisuyin. So you have no right for this price. So Mar says, Elo, the question is, Misayfa from the Seifa, the price. Tiktoni says, Misayfa, the price, the Kulam Lo Yinosu. Nobody's allowed to remarry, have Nisuyin. Ashiyulah Gimel Chadoshim. So it's a diyuk in Suve Hudaloi. Mashma, we're talking about now that they had Nisuyin by the first husband. So there is a question, maybe she's pregnant. So she can't remarry with Nisuyin till 3 months. She has to wait 3 months till she can live with the second husband. So it's a diyuk in Suve Hudaloi. She just can't live with him. She can't have Nisuyin. Well, it's Ruse Shapradami, but Sam to make Kedushin is Mutter with the second husband. Not like we're saying Rabbi Yossi. So Marin says, Amarovo, Tiritz V'yei Mahochi. This is the way you should say. Answer it like this. And say like this. That Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Arusas Gerushas. If Isha first only had Kedushin, only in Arusa, and she received the get, Talochar is Yinosu. She's allowed to get married right away. There's no Shalom Avchona, there's no pregnancy. So she's like, get married, have Nisuyin right away. Chutz min amona, excluding if her first husband died, because she's navela, she can't have nesuyin. V'kam ibul shalah, how long does she have to wait? Shleshim yom, 30 days. Unesuyos lo yisarsu mashenkin. In the case where by the first husband they had nesuyin, it's a question. Maybe she's pregnant from the first husband. Then the lachatakra is lo yisarsu. She's not allowed to remarry. Until she waits a complete 3 months. Because Rabbi Yossi is going there, Kedushin alone is also, because we're afraid if you make Kedushin, maybe you come to make a Nisuyin also. The Almonim and Eretz, yeah. So that's from Rabbi Yossi, Mel is most clear in Rabbi Yossi. Fred Gemara is a true Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, the Almonim and Eretz, in the case where the only had Eretz first, and then the husband died. Fred Gemara and Yisli Ibul, does she have a din avela, does she have to sit Shiva for a husband? If they only have Kedusha, no Nisuyin. For Tony Rebbe Chia Barami, Ishtoi Arusa. In the case you're a Kain and you have a wife, and you only have Kedusha together, and she dies, Loi Oine, and you have no Dinanina Sarna. For Loi Metamalov, you're a Kain, you're not allowed to be Metama to her. That's not called your wife. The Chain He, the same thing, she back to her husband. In the case where her husband died, is Loi Oine, she has no Dinanina on her husband, if they only had Kedusha. For Loi Metamalov, she's not Mukhir to Metama to him. Nesa, let's say she dies, again, when you have a wife, and you only had Kedusha, no Nisuyin, ain't a Yarsha, you don't Yashina. Nesu, if the husband dies, Goyva Ksubasa, she collects the Ksuba. So you see clearly that what? That in Erison, there's no Din Avelis. So how could you say, if Yosef is talking about that, he only had Erison together by the first husband? And we say now, when he dies, she can't remarry because of Avelis. There's no Din Avelis. If you only had Erison without Nisuyin. So Gemara says, I'll tell you Tanoi, no, this Yisoid is the Machlekes Tanoi. The Tanya would learn like this. Yeah. So Gemara says, Elo Tanoi, he's Rashi is like this. Also, you're saying, Elo Tanoi. Elo Rashi is Lyoilom, King Tony Masnitsin. We're going back, Rabbi Yossi is the way we learned in our Mishnah. That called Hanoshim Yisarsu. No, any Isha, Kedushin is Mutta. Ugraparishnim Beresh Shemaitin. The Anasuyas Koi. We're going now where they had Nasuyin first. The Ibul Ika Benayu. The Navkamina, which is Navelis. The Yashmin and the Erisin. The Meovil Osir. Kashla Kurdim Azman and Tony Marasin Tanoi. The Iklaman the Yosin, Vidal Tony Marasin, Labdi Riakoli. The Srila Rabbi Yosi. Takamachlakis. The what the Erisin, the May Ibul Osir. We're going now, Taka, that the first marriage they had Nisuyin. And the question is that even Erisin is muta to make when she's Navela. That's a Machlaikas Taka, if she's allowed to make Erisin when she's Navela or not. Versus Tanoi, this is the Machlaikas Tanoi. The what? Yeah, Tanoi, the Tanya. Meresh Chodesh v'yad HaTainis. From Meresh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, Ho Memayetin Neaskayim. Melisa Melitin. They don't do so much business anymore. Melivnas Latoya. Not to build and not to plant. Umelieris. Not to make Kedusha Melisa. Not to make Nisuyin. So you see clearly, one man the Yom Odivin during the 9 days, it's also to make Kedusha. Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Seichoy. What about the week that Tisha B'Av comes out? Also, Safav L'Chabes. It's even also to wash your clothes and to take a haircut. So this man the Yom holds that even the first 9 days it's also to make kedushin. For Yisraelim, some say kol achodesh also, that the whole chodesh is also with l'sapu l'chabis. So I call upon him to see if the machlokes tak. This man the Yom holds that kedushin taker is also. So we'll start a kasha and Rav Yosi. The old kasha was on Rav Yosi. Rav Chizdeis. How could he say that a navelis is also to make kedushin if you see during the first 9 days you're allowed to make kedushin? The Torah says of Yisrael know even the first 9 days of Chodesh Av, it's also even before the Shavuot Shechal Bo, it's also to make kedushin. So maybe it's not sure to say that in the case where they had nisuin first, so now her husband died, she's navelis now, she's navela for her husband. So during those 30 days of Yisrael Shetariz, it's also to make Kedushin now. And Avela is also to make Kedushin, even without a Simcha, just the Kedushin by itself is also. Mask of Lora Vasi. Vasi asks like this, a question. Mimai del Eris. Leris Mamish, who says what? That Eris in here means. Eris in Mamish is also the 9 days. Dilmulameva Tsudis Eris in Udiyosa. Maybe it's only also to make a party. That's what's also to make during the 9 days. Holiyera Shapadam, and maybe just to make Eris and just to make Dushna's Muta? So gonna be a Kasha and Rabbi Yosi, how could he say that when she's Navela for a husband, she can't have Kedushin? Maybe Kedushna's Muta? For the Gemari Yochi, if so, Milisa Linosta Nami? Lemevet Sudas Nesuyin Udiyosa. Maybe when it says Nesuyin is also, maybe it also only means the Sudas Nesuyin. Holisa Shapadami, but you want to tell me just to make the chuppah that should have beer together without a party, maybe it's mutter, and we know for sure that's also. Tomorrow says, no, that I wouldn't make a mistake. Och Yashna, what does one have to do with the other? Bishleim and Nesuyim Beloy Sudah, Bishleim, when you say they live together, they have chuppah, beer together, even without a party, Ika Simcha, that's a tremendous Simcha involved there. That's also the 9 days. Ela Erisin, Beloy Sudah, Miika Simcha, but just to make Kedushin. So after you make Kedushin anyway, you're also to live with them. And without the party, there's no Simcha involved. Since there's no Simcha involved, in economy, that's like a mutter during the 9 days. Hence, Mela, we want to say that even that is... So Mela, that's the Kasha. Maybe Taka, what's also is only the Simcha, with the party, with the Mishnah, but just the Erisin alone, maybe it's mutter Taka. Halom Rav Ashi. So in economy, from this day, maybe you have no proof. Could be taka during the 9 days, kedushin by itself maybe is mutter. It's only also to make a suda, a simcha is also. So if so, how come Rav Yosi says in our Mishnah that when an isha is an avela for a husband the first 30 days, she can't make the kedushin? Why the new kedushin? Why not? Elom Rav Ashi, shani avelas, chadoshim avelas yishana. You can't bring me raya from my tishub of those 9 days. It's not a real avelas. It's an old avelis we're acting because of the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. That's not so strong like an avelis chadasha where your husband just died. Kishani avelis the rabbim, avelis the yochid, avelis of Tisha B'Av is avelis the rabbim. They're also the makel on the rabbim to say kedushin they're allowed to make. Mashenke and avelis the yochid where your husband died and echnami Rav Yosi holds that during the 30 days of the avelis of the shloshim it's also for each to remarry. Midin Kedushin alone, even without the Simcha, just the Kedushin alone, this Kedushin is talk also during the Shloshim Yom. And that's the Maskana. Here, up to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Abu Achin, you have four brothers. Nesuyin Abu Noshim. Each one married a different lady, each one had four brothers, each one had a wife. Umesu. So first you learn that all four died. Seeing the Gemara doesn't mean all four, just mean four brothers died. But there's a big mishpacha, there's still a lot of brothers alive. Now, Imrotza Godo Shebem, let's say there were 10 brothers. So 4 brothers died. Now, out of the brothers alive, if the oldest one wants to Leyabin is kulam, to miyabim all four wives, harashus biyadai. One is allowed to be miyabim all four. Since they're from four different brothers, he can be miyabim all of them. Mishayin the suyil ishtainoshim. Let's say somebody was married to two wives. Umeis, and then the brother died, he died. Is biyosoi oichalitsosoi shalachas mehen paiteras. That's the law for the mitzvah. Yibim is only to one of them. Or to give chalitza to one of them. When you miyabim or give chalitza to one, that automatically frees the other one that's sorry. You can't give yibim or chalitza to both of them.